Today we continue our conversation with Thurl Bailey. We got that started yesterday, talked about his career, how he reaches out and tries to help others along the way. We're going to start out on that note today where he realizes that he's been offered an opportunity to make a difference in people's lives, especially the youth. And he also talks about his family, his faith, all of that as our conversation continues today with Thurl Bailey on the Weekday Wake Up program.
But I realize I've been blessed with something.
Oh, yes.
Right? I've been blessed with, one, a platform. And we know that anybody with a platform can use it in one or two ways, for good or for bad. And so I choose, especially with the youth, I choose to use it to help build them up, because they probably are already getting tore down enough, people tell them they're no good. There's a lot of bullying going on in school. You know, suicides are up. And a lot of that is because these kids need to know they have some self-worth and that people care about them. And so that's part of my mission, if you will, is to use what I have and what I've done and what I've been through to tell someone else, listen, you've got a story to tell as well.
We saw your connection today with our youth, with our adults earlier this morning. You're in a place, a valley that's known for its families, that's known for its faith. If you could conclude now and talk a little bit about your family, and I understand privacy too, but they obviously hold a deep meaning for you and your faith as we conclude here.
Oh, I always talk about my family. I've been really blessed to be able to raise my kids, but first of all, to be able to find a woman who saw something in me early on when a lot of people didn't. My wife and I come from two different backgrounds. She's white, I'm black. I was Baptist, she was Mormon, or LDS. And, you know, how do you make that work?
Yeah.
Well, if both of you have a faith-centered life, if God is first, even when other people think that love doesn't work, He knows that it has the potential to. And it's not any different than anything else, but she was an amazing, amazing example to me that made me realize a lot of things in my life. And so now after 25 years and raising three kids, we have a strong, strong foundation. You know, it's not perfect. I don't know what marriage that is, but we know that when we have a disagreement that we communicate, we talk it out, we pray about it. And so all those things are so important to us. And we let our kids see that and participate in that. And we try to do the best we can with them, because at some point they're going to be making their own decisions based on what we taught them.
You have three children?
We have three. I have a 24-year-old daughter who has her master's, a 22-year-old son who's got a basketball scholarship at Marquette University. He's in his sophomore year, and I have one more in the house, a 15-year-old that's playing basketball right now at Sky Ridge in Lehigh.
Very good.
So I've been blessed.
And your wife's name?
Cindy.
All right.
From Richfield, Utah. Everybody knows somebody from Richfield.
As we conclude, you acknowledged faith in your discussion and your presentation this morning. Could we conclude on that point?
Absolutely. I was raised in a very strong Baptist family, so I had a really good spiritual foundation early through the Baptist Church. Throughout the course of my life, I just knew that there was more, and I went searching for it. And it wasn't until I went over to Italy to play basketball that I realized there was a truthfulness out there in the gospel. And for my life, and for my my belief, you talk about those three questions. Where have you been? Why are you here? Where are you going? That applies spiritually as well.
Right.
You know, I know that this isn't an accident that we're here on this earth. I believe there was a preexistence. I also believe that our purpose here is to someday get back to our Heavenly Father. And so I was baptized in Italy in 1995 and sealed to my wife a year later. And so my faith is very important to me. I don't force it on people. I'm proud of it. I talk about it. They ask questions about it. And I am one of those people that I just tell them that I knew at a certain point in my life, and maybe it took me sacrificing some things and not being ignorant about things to really learn what I needed to know. And I had a lot of questions. Blacks in the priesthood, Father in Heaven answered all those for me. And so my faith is first and foremost. It keeps everything in order and together. And hopefully I'm working towards salvation.
You are Thurl Bailey. What a treat visiting Star Valley, Wyoming.